Hi, this is Dr. Corso here to talk to you again about the benefits of primary care behavioral health. In this short episode, I'll be talking to you about the benefits that PCBH has for physicians or other primary care providers. When we think of the medical home model, and one of the benefits of the medical home model or the goals to reduce physician burnout, care team burnout, to improve how we deliver quality, to make sure that we reduce things like ED use, increase primary care use, reduce specialty care use. These are all the benefits that PCBH poses for physicians. They are one tool, one service that can help accomplish multiple goals that are aligned with the provincial medical home model goals. Now, a little more selfishly, when you have a patient who is either not adhering to your treatment plan, if you have a patient who you're scratching your head and trying to figure out what other ways you can help them, if there's a patient who quite frankly gives you a headache because they are either utilizing services at a higher rate than most patients, or there's something else about them that sort of gives you heartburn, makes your life more difficult. Selfishly, these are great referrals for your PCBH service to your behavioral health consultant. Oftentimes, there's a psychosocial factor, whether it has to do with their value system, their priorities, the way they make decisions, their habits. It may even have to do with something like their family system and the habits and patterns that have arisen within their family. And it also could pertain to how they have historically used medical care or used resources within the medical system. And again, often the key here is that they're not using them effectively. So for example, a patient who repeatedly goes to the emergency department instead of making a routine primary care appointment, or a patient who will make a primary care appointment, you will start them on some sort of a treatment plan, but then they won't follow up very well, or they won't follow directions, or frankly, they're not really understanding the magnitude of their diagnosis or their chronic health condition. So consider that your BHCs spend quite a bit of time educating patients. And so if there's extra education you want your patients to have, whether it's remedial education about what you thought they already understood about maybe their diabetes or their COPD, or something that you want them to better understand so they can take better care of themselves, those are perfect uses of the BHC. Again, thinking of the selfish reasons that PCBH benefits the primary care providers, there may also be times where you're giving someone a new diagnosis, and maybe it's a terminal diagnosis or some other bad news. That's a great time to actually bring the BHC into the room with you. And then you can leave the patient with the BHC. They will sort of conduct the appointment and you move on to your next patient. Once you're very fluent with this model, you are able to actually team teach and team treat patients. Now, I realize that may be off-putting for some of the primary care providers listening to this, but it is sort of the most evolved state for primary care behavioral health, is the BHC and the physician sort of acting as a tag team to best manage all of the patient volume and the diversity of problems that patients will bring. Really appreciate you listening, and I hope you found this helpful. Thanks.